God bless you, family. Today, I just got so inspired on sharing about God is our GPS. I mean, in the world of IT, right, we're so equipped with our smartphones, our computers, you know, things like this. Everything is tap, tap, tap nowadays, the convenience. And God forbid that our computer, our phone slows down, and that's the end of the world. Right? I mean, we are just so spoiled for the convenience part. And do you guys ever wonder, though, what GPS stands for? And that is global. GPS stands for Global Positioning System. You know, it's a U.S. system where we have about plus 30 satellite systems. I mean, it's the greatest invention, you guys, right? In the olden days, we used to ask for directions, we write it down, and that's how we follow where we need to go. Well, these days, you can just Google things, right? And you put in the address, and God will direct you, redirect you if you get lost, or recenter you, right? And then you're there. Wow, that's called convenience. So I thought of GPS is your, God is your GPS. Well, amazing, like in this day and time, like I said. I used to remember when we'd take directions manually. You know, now it's the thing of the past, right? And with God, you know, being his GPS, we also learn how to be patient, because when we request or pray for something, we simply just wait on the Lord, right? Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. And in this, in the midst of it, delight yourself unto the Lord, because he delights in you. God wants you blessed. God wants you protected, provided for, and all of that. So I encourage you guys to continue what you're doing, to go to him, look to him for everything. I mean, he will never steer you wrong. He never leaves you, abandons you, or forsake you. You know, he just don't leave you out in the cold. But in the waiting time, you know, be joyful, wait on the Lord, and he'll make things come to pass. And also while waiting, you're being tested with your faith and also being patient. And with that, it's such a joy to wait on the Lord, because before you know it, you know, the answers to your prayers, and here it comes, whether it be 1 month, 1 year, or something like that, you know, just wait. It's not long, actually, you know, when you're talking about it. These days, times go so fast. I mean, look at now. Look at now, it's already April 1st. Can you believe that? Half of the year, almost half of the year is gone. And, you know, we have such a wonderful theme this year, right? Living unto God. And what a lifestyle. I would not have it any other way but to live unto God with joy, with such excitement. That's where I'm at right now. So much more excitement with walking with our Father. Yeah, so GPS, right? It's like going to God, asking God, hey, God, Father, take the lead, and I will follow that lead. And like I said, he'll never steer you wrong. He'll be right there at the right place at the right time. We're waiting on the Lord. But enjoy it. Enjoy the journey, because he is such a, you guys know, an amazing God that we serve. And like I said, just keep it simple. Nothing complicated with God. And yeah. That's my sharing for this week. I love you guys. And like I said, continue to look to God.